Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in St. Louis, Missouri on May 9th. And if you'd love to experience the thrill of Wait Wait without going anywhere, check out our new interactive quiz for your smart speaker. Just say, open the Wait Wait quiz, and you can talk directly to Bill and myself, and we will talk back. You can even win the voice of your choice for your voicemail playing that game. Hi, you are on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Hillary Jericho from Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Chicago. A local call. What do you do here in the finest city in the world?
I'm a pediatric gastroenterologist down at the University of Chicago Comer Children's Hospital.
Well, that's good work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And you live down there in Hyde Park?
We actually live in the South Loop, pretty close to Soldier Field.
Oh, okay. So you can watch all the drunk people leaving. That's exciting.
Actually, amazingly, Peter, we saw you walk by our house one night while we were out having dinner.
Busted.
I hope I wasn't singing. Well, welcome to the show, Hillary.
Thank you.
Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
I am.
All right, here's your first limerick.
To ruthless, blood-sucking banditos, we humans are just big burritos. But play them some Skrillex, and they will not Drillex. It kills food and sex for...
Mosquitoes?
Yes, yeah. Mosquitoes. Yeah. DJ Skrillex is apparently a real buzzkill. According to researchers, Skrillex's EDM track Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites has been linked to declined mosquito mating rates. The song, which if you haven't heard it, and let's be honest, none of you have heard it. Mixes high and low frequencies, distracting mosquitoes from their usual hobbies of blood sucking and getting it on. It isn't that they hate Skrillex music. This is the thing. It's not like it's driving them away. They love it. They're quote, entertained by it, which means they attack hosts less often than those in a dubstep-free environment, unquote.
So even mosquitoes are having less sex.
Exactly right. Especially millennial mosquitoes.
Yeah.
All right, Hillary, here is your next limerick.
Since moon rocks are easy to scoop, old waste we will try to recoup. We're paying the piper by bringing home diapers. We'll go back to pick up our...
poop, a perfect one for a gastroenterologist.
You're absolutely right. According to Vox, the Apollo 11 astronauts left 96 bags of human waste up on the moon. Now we know why there's a dark side of the moon. Humans have been blasting things into space for years now, like songs by Mozart and Bach, photographs, and apparently our poop. Scientists want to go back to pick up the moon poop to research how living microbes have fared in space over the last 45 years or so.
Oh.
Buzz Aldrin, one of the first people on the moon, himself tweeted this week, "I sure feel bad for whoever finds my bag."
Really? I mean, after like 4 days of tang.
Yeah. And,
but you said 96 bags?
96 bags.
That's a lot. Yeah, I mean, if you stop and really think about it.
Yeah. Well,
let's not.
All right, Hillary, here's your last limerick.
It's quite an upbeat epilogue. They've found me a mate in a bog. I've got an amphibian reason to live again. I'm no longer the loneliest.
Frog it is.
Back in January, we told you all about Romeo, the so-called world's loneliest frog, thought to be the last Sahuencas water frog. He lived in isolation for 10 years, but an expedition to Bolivia found Romeo his Juliet. And also another frog that secretes a poison that makes it seem like you're dead when you're really not, but I'm sure nothing bad will come of that. The two frogs have hit it off. They're now living together. They're even trying to mate, though Romeo, quote, needs more practice. It's understandable they might have some trouble, given that Romeo's been alone for 10 years. And also, there's a little bit of pressure. All these scientists are staring at them going, hey, guys, start doing it or your species will die out. Bill, how did Hillary do in our quiz?
Hillary's very good, very smart. She got all three right.
Congratulations. I expect no less. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on.